The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 557, The E-Bullet, November 2019. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great stuff they got there. It's starting to get kind of cold, so check out the Mayberry Police Department zip-up hoodie. That's right, you can get a zip-up hoodie and wear it around and stay warm. Definitely want to check that out. You might also want to get some country bacon. That's right, country bacon from Mayberry's Finest. All that stuff can be found over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. So thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being here with me. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always fun to get to spend some time here in Mayberry with you. This week, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet, the newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Please tell me you get this. Now, it's only been about 7 weeks since we did our last one, which is our September issue, but I really wanted to get into this issue, so we're going to hit the November issue of the E-Bullet and give you information so that you can head out there and just get all kinds of great Mayberry news from Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show. I want to thank him for allowing us to use the information that he works so hard to put together as part of the E-Bullet. Now, I hope you get the E-Bullet. Now, please tell me you do. Because it, as I said, it is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. It's free. That's right. It's free. If you go to imayberry.com, you'll see right at the top of the page, you can go and get your own copy of the E-Bullet. If you go there, it's right at the top of the page, subscribe. When you go to the E-Bullet page, there's a subscribe to the E-Bullet via email. And you can subscribe to this so you won't miss it and you won't have to wait on me to read it to you. Because heaven knows I won't read it right. That's probably true. So we're going to be doing the E-Bullet, and then we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. And then I've got a little story I'm going to tell you guys about. It'll be at the end of the show. So if you don't want to stick around and hear a story that's not really a Mayberry story, it's just something funny or something that happened to me. So anyway, stick around for that. Let's get into the E-Bullet.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I like that music. Get fired up for the E-Bullet, everybody. Here we go. The E-Bullet, November 2019. Oh, you don't want to miss on that. Folks, every issue of the E-Bullet starts off with Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. Now, this event calendar tells you all the new events that's going to be occurring over the next several months. So if you'd like to know about things going on in and around Mayberry, like, for instance, the December the 14th of 2019, they're going to have a Mayberry Christmas starring Maggie Peterson Mancuso, and that's Charlene, by the way, and Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band, and featuring David Browning as the Mayberry Deputy. They're going to be at the Montgomery Theater in Troy, North Carolina. Information about contacts is right there in the E-Bullet. So if you'd like to get information about getting a ticket, that's the right word, to that great event, definitely check out the E-Bullet. It's all in there. They're also doing a Christmas show on the 18th, and that one's at the Freedom Hall Civic Center in Johnson City, Tennessee. So there's the 14th and the 18th of December, the Mayberry Christmas. Don't miss out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've been. It's a great event, great fun. It's great to see Rodney and Maggie and David Browning. You'll definitely enjoy yourself. The 20th of December, Betty Lynn should be at the Andy Griffith Museum signing autographs. She had to cancel the recent event because she just was a little bit under the weather and couldn't make it. But she plans to be there on the 20th of December, so if you're in the area. Now, in 2020, just a quick hit, we've got March the 5th through the 7th. They're going to have the 23rd annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival in Florence, Alabama. That should be fun. It's you never know who's going to be there as far as stars, cast members, not necessarily of the Andy Griffith Show, but of all kinds of movies and special guests. We also have the big event that's coming up May 15th through the 17th, the 7th annual Mayberry in the Midwest Festival in Danville, Indiana. Now, the special guests are yet to be determined, but there's a full slate of Mayberry tribute artists that will be on hand, and there's going to be plenty of musical entertainment and all kinds of assorted contests and eating, and, of course, you can visit the Mayberry Cafe. Other highlights include a meet-and-greet dinner that they're going to have on Friday, a parade on Saturday, and the Squad Car Nationals and the Robert Shelby Memorial Obstacle Course, all going to be held at Mayberry in the Midwest. For more information, you can check out mayberryinthemidwest.com and just head over to the e-bullet and check the event calendar, and you'll see all this information there. The other big event for next year that's already scheduled, of course, is in September. The 21st through the 27th is the 31st annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. Special guests that are already confirmed are Betty Lynn, Rodney Dillard. That's if you don't know who Rodney Dillard is, that's the Darling Boy that played the guitar. And that's him, a Darling Boy. And Ronnie Schell is scheduled to be there, as well as Karen Knotts. So there will be more, I can assure you. That's the last full weekend of September 2020. So make plans to be there. It's always great fun. The Mayberry Days Parade is great. You might even see Otis riding on a cow. That's right. That horse gives milk. I knew it was a good buy. So make sure you check that out. And the last thing I have for you from the event calendar is next year. Not the last thing, but the October the 3rd of next year, 2020, will be the 60th anniversary of the very first airing of the Andy Griffith Show. The first episode aired 60 years ago, next October 3rd. Wow. And November the 1st through the 7th, we'll have the cruise to Mayberry 15 with special guest Clint Howard. That's right, Leon himself, Ron Howard's little brother, Clint, is going with us on the cruise this coming year. We just got back from the cruise, had a great time. And we're excited to be going on a 6-day cruise this year instead of 5. So it's going to be an extra day. We're heading out to Fort Lauderdale and heading to Nassau, Grand Turk, Amber Cove. Should be a great time. Information about signing up for that is there in the e-bullet. Just look for it in the event calendar, and you got contact information and phone numbers about signing up to go with us on the Mayberry cruise and get to spend some time with Clint Howard. That'll be great fun. Folks, the e-bullet is full of information. I'm going to hit just some of the highlights. One of them is Ron Howard was in Rome last month. Ron Howard, Opie himself, was in Rome to present his Pavarotti documentary at the Rome Film Festival. The film has been well received by audiences and critics alike since its official release back in June. And it comes to home formats this month in November. Ron is also in post-production for Hillbilly Elegy, which is expected to be released by Netflix in 2020. And he has begun filming a spy comedy series that's called 68 Whiskey. It's expected to premiere on the Paramount Network in early 2020. And he's also working on Rebuilding Paradise. It's a documentary about the 2018 Paradise Fire in California. Ron's also serving as a producer or executive producer for these and other projects, including National Geographic's Genius, a third season of which will be about Aretha Franklin. Wow, Ron is just so busy, isn't he? In indirect news relating to Ron Howard, the New England Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, and his supermodel wife, Gisele Bündchen, have purchased one of Ron and Cindy's, Cheryl's former homes in Greenwich, Connecticut, for a mere $9 million. Wow. Just barely getting by with those, aren't they? So I guess the Patriots are doing pretty good. Clint Howard. Now, this is something you may not know. He was at Mayberry Days, but he totaled his rental car on his way to Mayberry Days this year. He was fortunately okay. He was okay, except for some soreness and a few kinks. He was able to participate in a few of the festival's activities on Friday and even did a TV interview that the link in the is in the e-bullet. But he decided it was prudent just to rest on Saturday before heading back home. He also did an additional TV interview with in Charlotte before the accident, which is also linked to in the e-bullet. So definitely check that out. All this this accident threw a wrench into his plans to attend Mayberry Days, and to attend the Days of the Dead horror convention in Charlotte the day after Mayberry Days, but we're just glad that Clint was okay after having the accident in his rental car. That was a scary event. In other news from old Doc Andrews, Maggie Peterson took a tumble while trying to hurry to catch an elevator in Knoxville, Tennessee to perform with Rodney Dillard at the Tennessee Valley Fair back in September, but she was back to please crowds at Mayberry Day, so she was healed up. She was fine. And they're back together at a taping where they were back together at the Song of the Mountains in Marion, Virginia in October. So she's doing well. So that was great. So she and Rodney appeared there. And as I've already told you, they're going to be appearing in these events coming up for Christmas. So be watching for that as they go forward. Elsewhere around the Mayberry music front, Leroy McNeese, a favorite at Mayberry Days and other Mayberry events, and Roland White were on hand at the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards in Raleigh on September the 26th for the induction of the Kentucky Colonels into the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Now, just so you know, the Kentucky Colonels was what the Country Boys renamed themselves shortly after 1961 episode of the Andy Griffith Show. So you'll remember that those guys appeared in the episode where they were recording at Floyd's Barbershop. That was the Country Boys, who later renamed themselves to the Kentucky Colonels. So congratulations to Roland and Leroy and their fellow bandmates, including Tags alumni Clarence White, Eric White, and Billy Ray Latham, who was also later a post-Mayberry member of the Dillards. Billy Ray played with the Dillards as well. So definitely good. Leroy Mack's first performance after his Hall of Fame induction was fittingly the very next day at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Congratulations to Leroy. He is an amazing man, a great man to be around, such a nice Christian fellow. It's always so good to see him. All right, it's not really medical news or anything, so we're done with that part. But Margaret Carey's computer completely conked out recently, and not even her Tinkerbell pixie dust could revive it. But she's back online now, which is a big relief to many of her fans and followers. Meanwhile, Margaret was also making mostly Disney-related appearances in California. And the big news for Margaret was when she came to Mayberry Day, she was reunited with an old beau whom she hadn't seen in more than 7 decades. Decades. She dated Bob Boeck. I'm sure I'm not saying his name right. But she dated him in their teens. They were in their late teens before different career paths and geographic needs found them having to go their separate ways. Both raised families and lost spouses. And they reconnected by email and phone this past summer and saw each other in person again for the very first time during September's Mayberry Days. They currently live on opposite coasts, but at the very least, both of them know their way to Mount Airy. So stay tuned for updates of this rekindled friendship. He was a very nice guy. I got to meet him at Mayberry Days there with Margaret, and it was nice to see him. They met on Thursday evening at the golf tournament awards banquet. He came there, and they were sitting around talking, and he was around on Friday as well. I didn't see him after that, but I assume he may have been there longer. But it was fun to see him. Wow, can you imagine 70 years after they had dated, they at least met back together to visit and talk with one another. Is that not so nice? Margaret was also once again reunited at Mayberry Days with her Mayberry daughter from two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, Joy Ellison, who has recently been doing dialect coaching on Waldo. It's an upcoming film release starring Mel Gibson. And for the record, just so you know, Mayberry cast and crew attending this year's Mayberry Days included Betty Lynn, that's Thelma Lou, Bruce Bilson, the assistant director for the first two seasons, Gary Nelson, director of Malcolm at the Crossroads, in his Mayberry Days debut, by the way, Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darlin, she was there, Rodney Dillard, is Rodney Darlin, the Darlin boy, as I mentioned, Keith Thibodeau, he was there with us, was Johnny Paul Jason, Dennis Rush was Howie, Joy Ellison was Mary Wiggins and others, Margaret Carey is Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie, Ronnie Schell was in two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, as well as being Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, USMC, Clint Howard, as we've already mentioned, was Leon, Leroy McNeese, the Country Boys, Calvin Peeler, he played Martin in an episode of Mayberry RFD called The Youth Youth Takes Over is the name of the episode. And he was very nice. I got to meet him. That was really fun. It was his very first appearance at Mayberry Days as well. And of course, Karen Knotts, you may not know, not just is she Don's daughter, but she was Opie's secretary in the 1986 movie Return to Mayberry. Remember that? Yeah. So Gary Nelson and Calvin Peeler both received keys to the city of Mount Airy at this year's festival. Others that were present that were not actual cast members but are representing them as family were Bettina Link. She's the wife of associate producer and personal manager of Andy Griffith, Richard O. Link. Stark and Court Howell, they were the sons of Hoke Howell. They were there. Dreama Weaver, Denver. I can't talk. Dreama Denver. She's the wife of Bob Denver. Of course, we know him as Dud Wash, at least the other one. And, of course, he was Gilligan. Let's see what, she was super nice. Great. Got to meet her. Incognito, as fun girl Skippy for the weekend of Mayberry Days, was also Andy Griffith's daughter, Dixie Griffith. She was there. A great time was had by all. There were at least 20 Griffiths that also joined the festival during the weekend just to visit with everyone. Folks, there is so much more news and information in the e-bullet. I'm not going to go through it all. Please head over and check it out. So much there, everything related to Mayberry Days, the Mayberry Cruise, and then there's several bits of information about folks that have passed away, like not on the Andy Griffith Show, but a great friend of the Andy Griffith Show, Early Gilley Jr. His dad was mentioned on the Andy Griffith Show, Early Gilley. He owned the gas station, but Early Gilley Jr. passed away. We hate that. He was such a great guy, so friendly. Great information in the e-bullet about him. Please go and check that out. And we're also sad to let you know that Ken Berry, you remember he passed away back in December of 18. His longtime partner, her name was Susie Walsh, she passed away recently as well. So it's I hate to hear that. And Sam Broderick, he passed away back on October the 11th. He was 87. He has an amazing career. So please go and read it. Not only was he a writer of things, of TV and all kinds of. He also wrote a song that Elvis sang. Folks, you got to go and read the e-bullet. There is so much information in there that Jim Clark digs out and provides to us all. I can't read everything that he was able to find out. There's some amazing information. Let me give you a little quick one because I always love these. There's chapter updates for this time for the e-bullet. We have four new chapters. The Diner in Plymouth, Alabama. We have a chapter named Bailey's Bad Boy Redemption. That's from Elizabethton, Tennessee. We have 14 Maple Street, Mayberry is the name of the chapter. It's from Elgin, South Carolina. And Best to You and Yours chapter from Holiday, Florida. That is big. So that's four chapters. We are up to 1,466 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show, Real Nutters Club, since it began in the fall of 1979. Wow. Can you believe that? Congratulations, Jim Clark and the other founders of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Just wow, what a legacy you guys have had. There's merchandise update from Weaver's Department Store, so please go and check it out. Feel free to get some coffee, a hoodie, a Mayberry Police Department zip-up hoodie, the bacon. I have to tell you testimonially that the bacon's good. Now, if you guys don't buy it from Weaver's, we can't let it spoil, so I might have to eat it all. So if you want me to continue to play Floyd and not weigh whatever I would weigh if I eat all the bacon, because I would, because it's bacon, head over to Weaver's and check it out. It's not for collecting. We had somebody complaining that, if I collect that, it'll spoil. No, eat it. Eat it. folks, there is so much going on. Great books like Mayberry First from Randy Turner. Check that out. T-shirts, sweatshirts. Folks, Weavers has got you covered. There's more chapter information. I do want to give a shout out here that at the Mayberry Days, the 30th Mayberry Days, Neil Brower received the You're the Cats Award as part of just all the amazing things that he does to keep the spirit of Mayberry going and to help Mayberry Days. Friends, please go and check out the e-bullet. There is just too much there for me to go through. Michelle Bryson received the Jim Schwenke Award, which is one of the highest awards that the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutters Club presents. And, of course, then we had Jim Sherrill, who's in our chat room tonight. He won the Mayberry Days Trivia again. He's from the Mayberry, where the living is easy and slow chapter in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Congratulations, Jim. And second place to Pat Bullins. We want to thank her as well. Congratulate her for coming in second. And Dennis Bill came in third. But good job to all three of you. It's not an easy thing to do. Folks, again, head over and check it out. Go to imayberry.com and just look. The link's right there for the e-bullet. And you will have no problem finding it. All right, so that is just a little bit of what's in the e-bullet. Please go and check it out and subscribe to make sure you don't miss any. All right, folks, let's go in here from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
While I had planned to wait until next year to try something like this, I am actually going to go ahead and do something a bit different this week and make my history report a two-parter. Actor George Petrie had many roles over his 50-plus year career, with several interesting career points and distinctions, but Mayberry fans will always remember his two appearances in The Andy Griffith Show. George was born in New Haven, Connecticut, on November the 16th, 1912. Information about his early life is not easily discernible, but his acting career began during the golden age of radio. In 1942, George appeared in an episode of the radio series Passed in Review in his debut in a drama about the young Abe Lincoln. After other radio appearances, the following year, in 1943, George landed his first lead role, playing the protagonist in The Adventures of the Falcon, which ran for 70 episodes over an 11-year period, ending in 1954. In 1944, the year following when George first began starring in The Adventures of the Falcon, he made his film debut in a small role in the wartime picture Winged Victory. While he appeared in one more movie during the 1940s, he mainly worked in radio, continuing to star in The Adventures of the Falcon and also appearing in various other radio serials, such as the notable role in a 1946 episode of the horror radio anthology Murder at Midnight. The following year, George had a small uncredited role in his second movie, Boomerang, a film noir crime drama based on real events, directed by Elia Kazan, who would later direct Andy Griffith in his film debut, A Face in the Crowd. George appeared in the popular radio anthology drama The Cavalcade of America for the first time in May 1947. Over the next 6 years, he appeared in the series an impressive 62 times. In June 1947, George became the star of another radio serial, while still starring in The Adventures of the Falcon. George took over the lead role of Bill Grant from the actor who had originated the role in the police procedural series Call the Police. The show ran two more years, with George's girlfriend played by Amzie Strickland, who would later first appear in Mayberry as Miss Rosemary, Barney's early love interest. In 1950, George had a more substantial film role alongside Alan Hale Jr., who was also featured in the drama 4 Days Leave. The same year, again while still continuing to star in The Adventures of the Falcon, George was again cast as another lead, playing the title character in the radio series Charlie Wilde, Private Detective. That show lasted only one season, but after it ended in 1951, George made his first foray into television when he appeared in an episode of Two Girls Named Smith. George appeared in two more guest shots in other series in 1951 and in another movie in 1952, but 1953 is when his television career leaped to the next level. That year, George made his first of 58 appearances over the next 4 years in The Jackie Gleason Show. He became a favorite of Gleason's, playing various parts in skits. But the eighth of those appearances was in a Honeymooner skit, where George played Freddie Muller, Ralph Cramden's boss at the bus company. George continued to play Freddie in the Honeymooner skits in The Jackie Gleason Show, and in the single-season spinoff series, The Honeymooners. He holds the distinction of having the most appearances in The Honeymooners of any actor other than the four main cast members. During his time with Gleason, George's radio career slowed, but still did not stop. He began appearing in TV again more regularly, beginning in 1961. One of those appearances was in Mayberry. In the second season episode, Crime Free Mayberry, George was a thief who identified himself as Joe Layton, saying he was a photographer. He cracked the vault of the Mayberry Bank while his conspirator thought he was keeping both Andy and Barney occupied with a phony ceremony to honor them. But this was not the Mayberry appearance for which most fans remember George. We'll discuss that Mayberry role and the rest of George's interesting career next week in This Week in Mayberry History. In the meantime, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. A cliffhanger. That's right. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of the great stuff that Randy's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the great information like this that he just left us. Oh, we have to wait a week. See, that's tricky. That's tricky. Yeah, that's tricky. That was good. Good job, Randy. I enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to next week. So everybody, hey, that's a reason to come back. You get to come back next week and find out what else happened. Great report. All right, folks, that is really all the Mayberry stuff I have for you tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to go, you can. But I've got a story I'm going to tell you that it's not really a Mayberry story. This is more just me. Because it happened at work, and I wanted to tell you this story. So I thought it was kind of Mayberry-like. So at work, you know, it's often actually here lately. You know, I'm getting older. I'm in my, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I'm starting to think, well, is something wrong with me? Because, you know, I get up from my desk, and I walk maybe 10, 15 feet heading toward the printer. And before I can even get to the printer, somebody asks me a question. And then they ask me a question, and I try to answer it. And then I go on my way, and I know I was going forward in the direction I was going, but I can't remember where I was going. I don't remember. Was I going to the printer? I know I was heading that way, but was I going to the printer? Or was I going, did I need to go to the bathroom? Where was I going? I can't remember. So this happens so often to me lately, because then I finally, all right, I give up. I walk back to my desk. I sit down. And as soon as I sit down and look at my desk, I go, oh, yeah, now I remember where I was going. And I head back and I go and get that. So, you know, that I started thinking, man, I must be getting old, that this is starting to hit me. I'm a little worried. This is happening a lot. I'm forgetting things. But then, in remembering, because I've been doing this thing called homework for life, and you're supposed to write down every day whatever happened to you that day that was one of the most memorable things for that day, and you do it every day. It's just maybe you write a sentence about it or whatever. So I started thinking about, you know, I'm getting forgetful. Every time I get up to go somewhere, but I can't even get there, and I've forgotten why I went. Well, because of the homework for life, it's been making me reflect on my life some. So I remembered when I was 13 years old, I was living with my grandparents. My parents and I, my brother, myself, my parents, were all living with my grandparents because my parents were building a house. Now, the house from door to door, from my grandparents' door to the door of the house that we were building, was probably 50 yards, half of a football field length. It's not that far, right? It's down there. So I remember when I was about 12 or 13, I think I was 13 actually, I was down at the new house that we were building. My parents were getting everything, you know, they're there, and the construction guys were there. This particular day, I believe it was the sheetrock hanger. He was there, and he had been hanging sheetrock. Well, my dad was down there talking to the man, and I was down there, you know, running around. I don't even know what I was doing. But he says, Alan, come here, come here. So I go over there. He says, Alan, look, I need to pay this man. So I need you to run up to your grandpa's house and bring me the building fund checkbook. Okay, the construction fund checkbook. I need you to go up there and get it. All right. Yeah, I'll go. So being a 13-year-old boy, you know, what I really had in my mind when he said, go up there and get it, I need you to hurry, was how fast can I run from this house to the other house? So it's 50 yards. I'm going to run as fast as I can. Boom, I took off running. Man, I was running up through there. I ran as fast as I could. I got there. Woo! Yeah, I got there. And I ran into the door, ran inside the house. And when I got in there, I was like, what did I come up here for? From the time I started running, that 50-yard dash I ran, till I got there, I couldn't remember what my dad had sent me up here for. Now, my dad, he wasn't one for joking around. Okay. So I pretty much knew I couldn't go back down there without something. I had to carry something with me. So I looked around, 'cause you know, I can't be here long, because, you know, it's going to take too long. I'm going to get in trouble, right? Because if I take too long, so I start looking around in the house. Okay, what's in here? What can I get? Maybe I'll see whatever it is and it'll remind me. Yeah, I'll have it. So I'm looking around. I found a screwdriver. So I got the screwdriver. Now remember, he sent me over a checkbook. I got the screwdriver and I ran back down there to the house where my dad is standing talking to the sheetrock hanger. So I said, here. And I handed him the screwdriver. Now, my dad is not when he said he was going to kill me for doing something, you know, whip me, killing was what I really thought. So I handed him a screwdriver when he had sent me after a checkbook. So anyway, so he said, what is this? A screwdriver. He said, I didn't send you after a screwdriver. I sent you after a checkbook. And I thought, well, I couldn't remember what I went up there for, so I just thought I'd have to bring you something. Get back up there. Anyway, so I ran back up there. I got the checkbook and all is well. Anyway, the reason I tell you that story is I can't blame my age for forgetting when I get up from my desk to go do something. I forget where I was going. I really don't think it's an age-related issue. I think it's just me. So if I make mistakes when we're talking in here on the podcast, now you know why. So now you know the rest of the story. So there you go. That's my story. All right, folks, I hope you had a good time here in the podcast. I know that wasn't a Mayberry-related story, but I thought of it today, and yeah, I thought I'd share it with you just because you get to know me a little bit better. I hope you have had a good time with me, you know, here. It's always fun to be just a part of the show and just have fun here in Mayberry and tell stories. I'm trying to figure out how I can make that story into some kind of a Mayberry story, but I don't know. So folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8425. I don't even know my number. I've forgotten my number. 888-684-8415. There you go. Just email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I'd love to hear from you. It's always great to hear from you. Maybe I'll remember your name if I see you. If I don't, I'm going to blame this story I just told you. Folks, until next time, have a great Mayberry week. And I'll try to find my way back to this microphone. And we'll see you then here on Two Chairs. Goodbye, everybody.